Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Harness the Passion, written and read by Euphemize This. She had waited excitedly for the postie to arrive, and now that the parcel was in her hands, thoughts of her upcoming hot date became incredibly vivid in her mind. She had selected next day delivery so that there was time for testing before use, and couldn't hide her smile as she signed for the package. Taking the tissue-wrapped treasures out of their box, she realised that the alone time necessary to test everything out definitely couldn't wait until the evening. First to be unwrapped was the harness, handmade from beautiful leather which felt so soft on her skin. She stroked the straps and imagined standing in front of her lover while tightening them across her hips. Treasure number two was a firm silicone dildo, which she grabbed with her dominant hand and squeezed to feel its girth. Then, while running her fingers across the surface to explore the ridged texture, she imagined the look on her lover's face as they admired her big pink dick. Finally, she unwrapped a bottle of silky smooth lube. There was no such thing as too much of this stuff. She headed upstairs to the bedroom with an anticipation that felt very different to all the times she'd unwrapped a parcel of new clothing. No matter how sexy she felt while wearing a dress, how erotic the fabric of a blouse felt against her naked breasts, or how beautifully sensual some of her lingerie was, this was a very different type of garment. Yes, it was something to wear on her body, but this time it wasn't just about the fit and the look of it. It was going to be about how secure the straps felt across her hips and bum, the placement and angle of the O-ring, and whether that soft leather was sturdy enough for its intended use. After closing the curtains in the bedroom, she removed her clothes and began loosening one of the straps of the harness before stepping in and pulling it up. As she fastened the strap and adjusted the others, she glanced at herself in the mirror, noticing how incredibly hot she looked with the soft leather caressing her thighs and pressing against her clit. As she pulled each strap a bit tighter, she could feel herself getting wetter and was already imagining how her lover was going to react to watching her put this on. As she imagined their mouth on her nipples, she squeezed and stroked her big soft breasts, imagining the feel of skin on skin as the two of them kissed each other hungrily. She loosened the straps a little so that there was room to slide her new dick into the harness, then tightened everything back up and looked in the mirror again to admire her reflection. She tried out a little of the lube, stroking the dildo as she imagined her lover lying on the bed watching, waiting patiently to be fucked. Legs spread, they would be moaning as they watched her prepare. Stroking the lubed up silicone dick, she would ask them how they wanted to take it. This was a visual feast, and so unable to tear their eyes away from the sight of those soft thighs framing that hard cock, her lover would lay back and grab a pillow to lift their hips towards her. She'd kneel on the bed between their legs, leaning forward with lubed fingers outstretched and ready to tease and prepare. She'd lean closer and whisper, "Are you ready for my dick? Do you want it?" "Please, oh please," they begged, and she carefully got the angle just right so that she could slide it inside them. Very slowly, increasing the anticipation for both of them as every inch was welcomed, disappeared, brought them closer. They both gasped at the intensity of it, their eyes locked in that moment, one in charge of the other's pleasure with every slow and deliberate thrust. Once she was sure her lover was comfortable and keen for more, she increased the speed, thrusting harder so that the pressure of the base of the silicone dick on her swollen clit made her moan. "Touch yourself while I fuck you," she said, and was instantly even more turned on from watching their hand at work and the look on their face. They both came together, intense and breathless, hearts racing, shuddering and gasping as the thrust slowed. She slipped her dick out and then lay down beside her lover on the bed, both flushed and exhausted. As she recovered from an extremely intense orgasm, her consciousness returned to the room and she remembered that this fantasy had yet to become a reality. Lying on her own bed, imagining putting the harness to good use, her hands had been exploring herself as she pictured the scene, making the sensations feel so real. There wasn't long to go now, though. 4 more days until the big pink dick would be put to good use. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemizethis.blogspot.com.